Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're always glad you're here and honored to get to walk with you each and every weekday. If you didn't know it, there's a little feature that's built into most devices. You have what's called a podcast app, and those come by default on iPhones and iOS devices, and it's pretty easy to download a free one on an Android device. But essentially, if you open one of those apps and search for weekday podcasts, there's a little button that you says subscribe that you can click on. And what that does is it automatically downloads the freshest episode automatically for you so that whenever you pick up your device, it's ready to go. You don't have to go look for it. So I'd encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, to hit subscribe. Well, one of the things that Pastor Chuck and I have done over the last couple of months is just check in with people and ask the question, how are you doing? And then we follow up that question with the one little word, really. And the reason why we do that is because me and you and all of us, we typically, when somebody says, how are you? We say, I'm fine, I'm good. We give that simple little answer when underneath the surface, there's a lot going on. And what we found in these conversations when we ask the question, how are you doing? Really, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people that have been struggling and fighting, and a lot of people that feel isolated, and a lot of people that just have a lot of unrest underneath the surface. And so we started asking the question, well, what's the thing that we could do to help? What's the thing that potentially is missing? That's a great question, isn't it? That whenever there's something going on in our lives, it's so easy to ignore it. But the power is when we stop and ask the question, what is it we're missing? Or what is the medicine, so to speak, that we need in our lives? And what we found isn't necessarily new. It's grounded in Scripture. What we found is often the thing that's missing is not something, but it's someone. In other words, it's not more stuff, and it's not, you know, some external thing, but it is someone for us to connect to. In fact, when you look in Scripture and you ask the question, well, how did the early church help people in their spiritual walk? How did the early church help people connect and grow and be at a place of health? Well, one of the things that you do see in Scripture is you definitely see in Scripture thousands of people get together from time to time. If you were to think about the synagogue or the temple, you think about some of these larger environments, people would gather on Sundays by the thousands. In fact, Jesus himself, I'm reading in my personal walk, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus himself taught thousands of people on the mountainside. And so there's an example for that, right? There's an example for being around a lot of people, but they didn't stop there. Jesus himself didn't stop there. Jesus would teach people on the mountainside by the thousands, but then when he lived life together with people, he lived that intentional life by the dozens. And we know that, right? We know that Jesus did that. We know that Jesus spent a little bit of time with a lot of people, but he spent a lot more time with just a few. And so as we've been thinking about, what does it look like for us to experience the best year ever? And what does it look like for us to grow in our faith and our walk and to walk with Jesus this year? What we really have seen is the missing ingredient for most people isn't something, but it's someone. It is someone that they can live life together with. And so I want to encourage you to think about this. Are you connected to a community? Not just do it, you attend a service, which is super powerful, of course, but are you connected to a community where you are known by somebody? Are you connected to a community where you are prayed for consistently by somebody? Are you connected to a community where you've got some people in your speed dial on your phone that you could pick up your phone in the middle of the night and reach out to them and they would respond? And if not, maybe this is the season for you to look for that. There's a couple of things I would encourage you to look for as you think about community. Number one is find a community that consistently meets together. And so I know all of us have friends that we have good intentions to hang out with, but put it on the calendar. My friend Michael Hyatt says it this way. He says, what gets scheduled gets done. And so put it on the calendar. I think that most communities like this ought to meet at least twice a month. You certainly could try to do more, but depending on the season you're in, that could be hard to do. And so one is find a community that meets consistently. Get it on the calendar monthly, every other week, whatever that might be. Number two, I would encourage you to find a community that is cross-generational. And what I mean by that is we need to learn from all ages and stages of life. Sometimes when people think about jumping into something called a small group or a life group or something like that, oftentimes people try to find everybody aligned at the same age or stage. They've got kids or no kids, and they're young or they're older, or they try to pinpoint an exact demographic. And certainly there are things that come out of that are really positive. But I would encourage you, as you think about a community, is to find a community that is cross-generational. Think of it more like a family that is all ages and stages instead of just a group of friends that are at the same place in life. The early church did this. They had this model of forming and living in community. They did it in houses. In fact, when you read in Colossians 4:5, you hear Paul say, "Hey, give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea." Or in Romans 16, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers, and greet the church that meets at their house." And so there's this model in Scripture of people from all stages, all life, living together, where we learn from one another, where the older teach the younger, and people are able to take care of one another's needs and walk with them, encourage them. We think this is really powerful. A third thing I would encourage you to look for is to look for something that is geographically close to you. In other words, find a place that you can connect in community with somebody where you're not having to drive an hour across the town, but it is possible for you to connect and to do life together, to grab coffee, to do those sorts of things where you can live life together. And so today, I just want to encourage you to think about this. Maybe the thing that's missing in your life isn't something, maybe it's someone. And maybe one of the greatest steps that you could take this year to have your best year ever is to find a group of people that you can do life with, living in community. And hey, if I can help you in any way to introduce you to some folks or to help connect you to some people, feel free to drop me a note today, Bobby@SugarHillChurch.com, Bobby@SugarHillChurch.com. And if you live geographically near Sugar Hill Church, as I'm recording this, we're about to launch a brand new semester of groups. And so we've got a fantastic offering on our website at sugarhill.church, and just go to Adult Ministries and you'll find groups there. But also, one thing that we haven't published yet is we have about half a dozen brand new communities popping up around us. And so if you live in the Sugar Hill area and are looking to help start something in someone's home, drop me a note as well and we'll tell you more about it. But have a great day and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.